of your life.
So financial reform passes. What does it mean to you and me, the people on Main Street, not Wall Street? Also, we've got a problem in the Gulf, ladies and gentlemen. It's called oil. It's like chocolate syrup. But there's a chance it could be capped off by next week. Wouldn't that be tremendous? Because more than 5,000 barrels is leaking into the Gulf of Mexico. Could be up to 20,000 or more a day. The senator from Louisiana, Mary Landrieu, is upset and says, we need more money. Ooh, we need money here in Texas. We need money in Mississippi. We need money in Louisiana, which is, of course, the people that she represents. And she went through a litany of reasons why there simply is too much risk and not enough money on the table for the Gulf Coast states. So we'll dive into that. I think she actually has an interesting point. And there's a mayor in Costa Mesa, California named Alan Mansoor, who's not happy with what's going on in his city because he doesn't want to be labeled a sanctuary city. You know what a sanctuary city is. It means you have people who are there illegally, but you just don't ask any questions and you let them stay there, no problem. It's a sanctuary. So instead, they're putting a new law on the books to combat the title of Sanctuary City. And this plays into a lot of the things that we're going to be talking about here on this Hour of America Tonight. Hey, hey, everybody. Ooh, finally the weekend. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and all the nooks and crannies left to right, wherever, I don't care. Throw in your 2 cents. 800-259-5791. I promise we'll lighten the load. We have our cheap movie review coming up in our final hour and a few other things that are akin to fun and frivolity. How's that? But right from the get-go, Mexico's President Felipe Calderón took the floor as he addressed a joint session of Congress. Now, he took the opportunity to once again trash Arizona and their new immigration law, to which he got a standing ovation. He talked about the drugs coming back and forth between Mexico and the United States, and he saved his best shot for last, and it was over reinstating the ban of assault weapons. Check this out.
Nothing guarantees that criminals here in the United States with access to the same power of weapons will not decide to challenge American authorities and civilians. I also fully understand the political sensitivity of this issue, but I will ask Congress to help us with respect and to understand how important it is for us that you enforce current laws to stem the supply of these weapons to criminals and consider reinstating the assault weapons ban.
All right, so reinstating assault weapons, a lot of people feel that there's no question you do that. Look out for the rest of us with guns and the whole idea of the Second Amendment. There'd be a lot of people in those border states who would not be happy whatsoever about that. Coming up, we're going to tell you about a new poll that says Hispanics face most discrimination in the United States of any group they face the most. All right, before we do that, though, let's go to our pal Tom in the great state of Texas. Hey, Tom, how are you? Good. Why?
Well, the last conversation we had, it appeared that I pointed all my conversation towards you, and that wasn't the intention.
Oh, I didn't think that, no.
Well, I think you ought to be getting a standing applause for having your program.
But thank you.
You know, I read an article here just not too long ago that was put out by the BATFE, and they said less than 10% of confiscated weapons in Mexico proved to have American registry. They come from other places. They come from the Mexican Army, the Guatemalan Army. and other foreign places. So
yeah, I agree with that. But it's easy to use America as the scapegoat and then to jump on the whole weapons ban thing. It's like I said, that you know this, Tom, it's true. The other armies, they sell them, and weapons come from all over the place, from Russia. Anybody who's got some bucks in their pocket can get the weapons, and they're coming in different directions. They're not coming across the border. I'm glad you threw out that statistic because it's accurate.
That's exactly right, you know. And as far as that guy standing up in front of Congress and saying what he said, I think they ought to maybe check his papers. They don't do that in Mexico. He said himself, if you come up from Guatemala, the first thing we're going to do is check your papers.
I know.
And we're going to profile you. But then he comes to the other end of his state and snivels the whole bunch. So as far as I'm concerned, the whole bunch of them ought to be thrown out. But if you ban the guns in this country, the Second Amendment in the first place was not put in for people to protect themselves against other people. It was put in there for protection against despotic governments.
That's right.
That's what they were arguing with when they wrote the Constitution, and that was the intention of the Second Amendment. So if you take them away, it's going to be like Australia and England. The crime rate will shoot up 500%. George Soros and Rebecca Peters will get their way, and everybody else will just suffer. You know, it just irritates the hell out of me. I don't understand how somebody can get up, swear their allegiance to uphold the Constitution, and then not do it. And to me, that is tantamount to treason. And I don't understand how those people can stay in office doing that.
Yeah, because there's constitutionalists, and then there's others who think that we should reform and tweak the Constitution. But that means we're going to bend the Constitution because it suits our purposes, is what that means, Tom. And I agree with you. I mean, I'm all about it, because if you look at it, that document really does stand up, and there was a reason for it. There was a reason it was put in play. You have to think of all of the blood that was shed during the Revolutionary War and what was at stake and why people came to these shores in the first place. You cannot lose sight of it. We live in the greatest country in the face of the earth, and I'm scared to death that we're watching giant chunks of it slip away, and I, for one, don't want to see that happen.
Well, exactly. And, you know, Kate, if it wasn't for guns, we wouldn't have these freedoms. Because we had to fight with guns.
That's right.
Get the freedoms. Now, like I told you before, we're sitting down here, we're heavily armed and easily agitated, so just come right on down.
You know? Very good. You have a good weekend, Tom. I love that line.
Yes, ma'am, you have one yourself.
Easily agitated. All right, you can throw in your 2 cents on that one, 800-259-5791. Tom is informed because he's reading and knows ultimately, like he said, the 10%, less than 10% comes from America. So why? Because no one's going to fact check that, I guess. So Calderon can easily get on and say, well, listen, these guns are coming from America. But that's not true. It's not true. And if you pulled away the guns anyway, it's exactly what I said. I don't want to parry it over and over again, but they would still be on the streets anyway. We have crime rates shoot up like nobody's business. I'm going to tell you about that poll coming up on the flip side.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the 8th leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Tonight, boy, we have so much to jaw about, don't we? You know, each day I can't wait to jump on the air because I know so many of you are thinking the same thing. Are we living in a mad, mad world? What's going on? 800-259-5791. If you want to throw in your opinions, you're always welcome to do that. Left, right, and all those spotty places in between, everybody is welcome. Or if you can't make up your mind, how's that? Well, in a poll about who is the most discriminated group in America, a lot of people made up their minds. Who is that? Most people say Hispanics more than blacks or women, and it's the Hispanics who feel that way. An AP Univision, see, now there's the key, AP Univision poll found that 61% of the people overall said Hispanics face significant discrimination compared with 52% who say blacks do and 50% who say women do. Well, there isn't that much difference between in this poll between blacks getting discriminated against and women. The survey also underscored how they're saying perceptions of prejudice can vary by your ethnic background. While 81% of Latinos said Hispanics control a lot or some discrimination, a smaller but still substantial, which would be 59% of non-Hispanics, said so. It's not unusual for members of a group, we all know this, to feel like they face more prejudice. Yes, absolutely. I saw a great thing the other day, And it's funny because I'd never really watched CNN that much. I was just flipping around, and I happened to see this little clip of, what's his name, Cooper, Anderson Cooper. And he was doing an interview with John Legend, the singer. And Legend said he was pussyfooting around the racial question, the racial profiling question and prejudice and all this stuff. And John Legend, it was great, he said, "Oh, I hope people look at me like I'm a black man. I'm a black man. I like being black. I don't want people to pretend they don't see that I'm black because they feel like they have, that they're going to be called names if they look at my skin color. That's ridiculous." I thought, oh, finally. That's right. It's nuts what's going on with that. So this poll, you can see, was, I think, is a little bit slanted because Univision is part of who put on the poll. So the higher number, the 61% of people overall, say Hispanics, and that's Hispanics who are saying that. Make sense? All right, quickly, this is going to make sense to some of you. The whole sanctuary city thing, there are a lot of cities in America that call themselves that, meaning if you're here illegally, it's okay. We're not going to bust your chops. We're not going to bust you. We're not going to ask about papers or any of that kind of stuff. Well, the mayor of Costa Mesa, California, beautiful area in Northern California, said he's had enough, Alan Mansoor. And here was his answer as to why we're not a sanctuary city and what we're going to do instead.
Well, it means that we stated that we are, in fact, not a sanctuary city and that we are a rule of law city when it comes to upholding our immigration laws. And I felt that was important because many cities are, as you mentioned, stating that they are a sanctuary city. And we wanted to make the point that we want to set the tone for future policy that I plan on bringing forward for discussion. There's a variety of things that we can be doing. And I wanted to make the statement that we can do that and that other cities can do it as well.
All right. So we'll see how many other cities go in that direction. We're going to veer in a completely different direction. Another big story that's out there is what's going on in Korea. Let's put it this way. If the South Koreans want to go to war over their ship being nailed and all of those guys dying while South Korea is, North Korea, rather, is denying it, if South Korea wants to do that, guess who's backing them up? The United States. And somehow all of this is kind of getting lost, maybe because there are other things with oil spill and financial reform passes and, you know, all that other sort of stuff. But this is a very big, big story, my friends. Can you imagine if there is a war with North Korea and Kim Jong-il, who pretty much left it on the doorstep of South Korea and said it was all lies and baloney, that they didn't do that, they didn't sink the ship, but they have clear evidence that it was South Korea. Don is listening to us in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. So the question is, are the Chinese going to go to war with the North Koreans? You know, I mean, are we going to be back to where we were back in the 50s?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the interesting part is nothing funny about this. They've never, you know, they're still at war officially. They've never had a treaty signed or an armistice or anything like that. You know, all they did was sign a ceasefire.
Right.
And for some reason, for, you know, 57 years now, it's been held up. But, somebody sinks one of your warships. You know, how else did it go into the sink? You know, they just, it just sunk in the water by itself or something like that, you know?
Right.
I don't know, it's just, you know, and the Chinese are yelling for everybody to have cool heads and keep their heads, but, I mean, there has to be some form of a penalty, and, you know, the question is, and this was this was one of the main issues of why a few of us, not all of the people that didn't vote for Barack Obama, was they were afraid about is how the rest of the world, especially the people who, you know, don't respect the United States, want to go up against us, whatever. How would they look at Barack Obama as being, you know, I mean, it's obvious when Bush was in there, you know, yeah, other than 9/11 happening, which happened on his watch, but of course it was already in motion before he became president. At the aftermath of that, I've always kind of wondered if Al-Qaeda is really, you know, and the Taliban are thinking twice about what they did, you know, because we pretty much have them mostly on the run, killing thousands of them, and, you know, and I wonder, they obviously don't have complete control of Afghanistan. And what do you think? Do you think they ever are thinking twice about what they did?
Yes.
No,
I think they're thinking twice. Do you think they're not?
Well, I don't know. You know, maybe they're, they think, you know, they don't think normal people.
So they don't,
they're radicals.
No, yeah. They're radicals. But the temptation to open that Pandora's box, boy, would that really tilt the axis of everything if we were to see what happens in Korea be broken wide open, Don. Wow. I can't imagine not with what's going the flow between China and the United States. I don't see it. I mean, I can't imagine that they would, saddle up with North Korea, but they would have to in a way philosophically, wouldn't they?
Well, you know, one of the other things, and there's been some commentary about this before, Al-Qaeda was, I think they were betting on Al Gore winning the election or something like that, and it's kind of like Bill Clinton, everything seemed to be going all right, and then, you know, George Bush won the election, or whichever way you believe that went down.
Sure.
But anyway, though, that they may not have been expecting to have a George Bush in there. And I mean, if it's always been, you know, I've always wondered what Al Gore would have done after 9/11, you know.
If he were president?
If he had been president, then.
Yeah.
But this thing with North Korea, I mean, there's got to be some kind of penalty. I just go sink all of their submarines and say, hey, you're not going to be sinking no more warships, you know. But it's really we've got 30,000 troops along that DMZ, and it's going to be kind of hard for us to say, okay, South Koreans, us and China are going to stay out of this, and you guys go fight it out yourselves or whatever, you know.
North Korea says, look. If you want to punish us for this ship sinking, bring it on, because we're gonna go to war. It's full on wartime. That's the message that's come out of North Korea. If you dare to, one, don't believe us that we didn't do this, but you're accusing us of doing this, of sinking this naval warship. Trust me, we will do it. We will go to war if you want to push us in that direction. North Korea is saying, bring it on, baby. And that's how they're reacting. They're saying that it's a fabrication, and any retaliation, like you say, if you go and sink a bunch of their ships, it's going to trigger war, period, end of story. You sink anything, you do anything to us, you punish us in any way with sanctions or a strike on us, this is all-out war, baby. That's frightening to think of. Hang with us.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Once again, we gotta lighten some things up around here. So coming up in our final hour, we will have the cheap movie reviews. I call them cheap movie reviews because we just kind of let you hear a little bit of it, and I'm a huge movie person, so I go to see all these movies, and I have a completely different take than what I call the pros have, and their criticism of certain films and whatever. This is my criteria. If I'm going to spend money to go see something on the big screen, the ridiculous amount of money that they want you to pay, right, and I'm going to get up, get out there, finagle through the crowds, I want to be entertained in whatever way that is. I want to be able to sit back and just breathe and not think about anything. And if for some reason the movie it doesn't make any sense, there's no plot, the actors are terrible, or whatever, there's a lot of different reasons why I wouldn't like it, but if I'm just simply not entertained, that's the core requirement, then forget it. And that's why I call them cheap movie reviews. And there's no big giant blockbusters, I guess, other than Shrek, the green monster that will never go away. There's another Shrek coming out. So if you have grandkids or your own kids or just nieces and nephews, they may want to go and see it, or maybe you do, because a lot of these cartoon-type movies or animated flicks are really for adults, too. The language and the sarcasm and the lines that are thrown out fly right over the kids' heads. They look at it from completely different points of view. So Shrek is that kind of deal, and all of the Shreks have been that way, so this is supposedly the last one they're going to make. Pyongyang is saying, hey, don't you dare blame us for this torpedo that sank a naval warship out of South Korea. It killed 46 sailors in the worst military disaster since the Korean War. This is big stuff. What will South Korea ultimately do? They cannot completely sit back, but the North Koreans have made it clear if you answer, retaliate in any way, like I was just saying, we will come at you hard. You got to think about this. You're going all the way back. Think of those MASH reruns. You're going all the way back to the early and mid-50s with the war on the Korean Peninsula that ended in a truce, like Don said, rather than a peace treaty. The two Koreas are locked in a state of war. And you just forget this because, hey, that's the 50s. We've moved on. We've got iPads now and other things that we're occupied with. And, oh, yeah, we have the other bad guys, Al-Qaeda and the Taliban and whatever homegrown terrorists. We have a million things that we're thinking about, and it's not so much Korea. But never forget how dangerous that situation could be and is because they're divided by the most heavily armed border there is on the face of the earth. There's a James Bond movie where they go into Korea and they poke fun at that. No kidding. It's like James Bond times 100. How heavily armored is the great word for this, the border is. And we know what happens when people accidentally get close to the border. Remember Lisa Ling's sister and her pal that were over there working for an organization that where they were videotaping, doing stories on the world through a group that Al Gore was part of. And then they were, were either captured or taken because they had stepped into the territory, whichever you believe, or soldiers pulled them over. Doesn't matter. They were right there dancing on that thin line. South Korea and the U.S. has 28,000 plus troops on that peninsula. So they could have joint military exercises to show the force, which is probably what might happen. They're considering options in a response to the warship sinking. So the UN Security Council is involved in this, and the U.S., of course, is involved in this. South Korea is involved in this, and there's a lot of tension. There is a ton of tension that is now hanging in the air, hanging in the balance over ultimately what's going to happen. Remember, with North Korea lately, it's been about nuclear weapons, just like with Ahmadinejad in Iran. But it's the same thing with North Korea and Kim Jong-il. And there have been threats that have been volleyed against North Korea. And now you've got, I mean, you definitely, there's no question. You flat out have dead people, a ship torpedoed, and there's no question where it came from. So North Korea is barred from exporting weapons, and countries are pretty much authorized to inspect North Korean ships suspected of carrying cargo, illicit cargo. So South Korea, I'm sure, is going to want to take some kind of countermeasure against North Korea and make them admit that they did something, but they're going to have the international backing for that. So over the weekend, there's going to be more conversation. Don't be surprised if this whole thing blows up in the next, week or two. I'd say two at the most. And the scientific analysis, to be sure, of this wreckage, even the fragments, they pulled all this crap out of the water where the Navy ship went down, point to North Korea. The bending of the ship's keel back and the theory that an underwater torpedo triggered a shockwave and that bubble effect that tore the ship apart, it shows it there. There's also fractures on the main deck. There were statements from survivors. There was a sentry on an island nearby. They looked at the cuts and bruises and all that stuff on the remains of the deceased sailors. And pieces of the torpedo perfectly matched the schematics of a North Korean-made torpedo. So who's zooming who? I think pretty much they've nailed this shut. It's a question of what do we do? What do we do? And think of the people that are there in Seoul. And, I mean, lots of different people are in Seoul. And they're worried about whether they should bolt, get out of there because of the possible retaliation. So I don't think you're going to see, I mean, I could be wrong. Stranger things have happened. And maybe Kim Jong-il bites the bullet and apologizes or makes up some story or whatever, but I don't think so. I don't think you're going to see that come out of North Korea. All right, I'm spending too much time on Korea, although I think it's a huge story that's being overlooked. You can always flip me your thoughts. Remember, AmericaTonight.net, AmericaTonight.net. Coming up in our next segment, we're going to do a little weekend count, and there's some interesting things to talk about, so I don't want to give it away now. I will tell you this, the big story really coming out of D.C., it wasn't even so much Calderon. That was the day before. Now, heading into the weekend and a lot of the Sunday swirl, well, I think some of it will be about Korea and what happens with North Korea and will they go after South Korea because South Korea will probably retaliate. Let's say they do. That'll be some of the conversation. The rest of it, a lot of it will center around this financial regulation. Even though it's been talked to death, now it's actually happened. And it's the biggest piece of legislation in a long time since the Depression, with lots of regs in it, to now be close to being signed by the president. It'll be signed in the next 4 to 5 weeks to be sure. So the final hurdle was cleared, but it means that there are a lot of things, a lot of people that will be hurt by this, I think. I mean, the most common example I can give you is what's going to happen, one, with the mortgage industry, because I think the regulations there will hurt the average guy. And I think the same thing with the consumer protection plan that's in the works, too. I think that also is going to hurt Main Street, certainly not Wall Street. And there were even some Democratic senators that felt like it didn't go far enough. I mean, some very liberal senators who felt like this is just a slap on the wrist to Wall Street, so why even bother? So if it's going to hurt Main Street and instead not really do too much to Wall Street, give me a break with that. Then it's a puff piece that ultimately is going to come down to, oh, you mean I'm going to have to pay more for these services? Are you kidding me? This is why you're starting to see people bail. Right now, if you're looking for a job and you know there's so many people out of work right now, it's always underreported. You've got two giant openings. Anybody qualified to be the National Intelligence Director? Dennis Blair had a meeting with the president. He decided he had enough, sick of the criticism. He resigned. And it's been nothing but rocky the whole time that he's been in that position, because we've had intelligence flaws and failures. And then the big thing is the egos, the turf wars in the spy game with the CIA and the FBI. You think a retired Navy admiral is going to take that crap for very long? And the answer is no. So he's out. He's done. He resigns. That's an opening, and that's a big opening. The other opening is the person who actually is charged with overseeing the safety regulations on offshore drilling rigs. All the offshore drilling leases that we have around the United States, yeah, he resigned. Not Ken Salazar, the number one guy at the Interior Department, but the second guy, the scapegoat, if you will. He quickly, like a cockroach, when they see the light, skedaddled like nobody's business. And so there's another big opening and two really huge jobs. And what do they have in common? That the people that were doing the jobs absolutely were slave because other people, and I'm not saying that they didn't bungle things themselves, but other people also dropped the ball. So it was easy to see those dominoes fall. Speaking of dominoes falling, how'd my Flyers do against the Canadians? We'll wrap it up when we go to Week and Count next.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
Hey, it's time. I know, ridiculous. Time for We Can Count here on ATN. Well, we can count, but apparently BP can't count. But since we've seen the live feed, we gotcha. Initially, they kept telling us, oh, 5,000 barrels of oil were being pumped out every day into the waterways in the Gulf of Mexico. Now, scientific folks who can kind of measure such things, and they're not even saying an exact amount, will say at least this. 5,000 barrels? Forget about it. They're saying it could be up to 100,000 barrels, but probably somewhere in the middle. Maybe up to at least 20,000. So the Coast Guard is going to solve this riddle. Hopefully next week they have a way to measure. And they're going to go and measure the leak to get a more accurate assessment of what's happening. I guess the good news is, with this top kill procedure, there's a great possibility that the leak could be capped off by midweek. Wouldn't that be terrific? Hey, let's turn to sports here on We Can Count. You know who Tony Romo is? Yeah, I know. I like to beat him up. He's the Cowboys quarterback. But the guy is a terrific athlete in the sense that he can swing some pretty mean clubs. He is pretty close to making the U.S. Open golf tournament. He was among seven golfers who moved up in a sectional. That's what they do. If you are decent, if you're a decent golfer, scratch or whatever, you have a chance. You could even have a 2 or 3 handicap, I guess, if you get lucky. But he played a round at the Honors Club in Dallas. He shot a 2 under 69. He's in a 4-man playoff for 3 spots. So he goes to this qualifier in the beginning of June. If he's one of the top finishers, he would get to play the second major tournament in golf at Pebble Beach. How about that? You know what's going to happen, though. If he makes it and then he has a tremendous luck, everybody will be saying, yes, he's not focused on the Cowboys. This is the problem. And then you wonder why. I mean, look at the way he's throwing the ball. Look what's happening. If he would just put some more effort into what he's doing, you know, with the Cowboys versus on the Lynx, imagine what could happen. So, damned if you do, damned if you don't. I just say he's a good athlete, so why not? You only live once. If he can get that close, let him do it. Let him go. 5 masterpieces have been stolen from a museum in Paris worth $123 million. As easy as 1, 2, 3. Here's what they did. A masked robber, eclipsed a padlock, smashed a window, stole a Picasso, a Matisse, and 3 other masterpieces. Isn't that crazy that there's not a better way for them to guard these priceless works of art? I don't get it. The alarm system has been broken since March in parts of the Paris Museum of Modern Art. It's in a neighborhood near the Eiffel Tower. It reopened a few years ago. They spent $18 million, and they upgraded their security system. They got ripped off. So spare parts had been ordered to fix the alarm, but they hadn't gotten there yet. So how perfect is that? Oh, we have no alarm. We can't worry about the alarm. So the guy who broke in didn't have to worry about it. You know when he broke in? 4 in the morning. All he did was follow this. I'm going to say it again. We're talking about $123 million. One of the world's biggest art heists. Cut a padlock on a gate, broke a side window, climbed inside, and got away with the art. He just carried the canvases. That's what he did. He left the frames behind. It took him 15 minutes. There were 3 security guards on duty, but they say, I saw nothing. I saw nothing. Isn't that crazy? I don't know. Isn't that an odd story, Donovan, that their alarm system that they spent millions on breaks? They have, we got to order some spare parts. They don't worry about it. This guy just, bada bing, he's in there in 15 minutes and he's off with all the goods. Crazy. I can't think of the movie now. There was a movie about this. Remember, Pierce Brosnan was in the movie, and I can't remember what the movie was called, but it just reminds me of that for some reason. All right, sadly, I'm bouncing back here to a moment in sports, and that moment is that, you know, I'll tell you, the Flyers have done so well in their 2 meetings with the Montreal Canadiens, but it was not to be in this last game because the Canadiens finally figured out how to get the puck past Michael Layton. And they did it, and they did it big time. The Canadiens whooped up on Philadelphia in Montreal. The final score, 5-1. How about that? 5-1. And I knew they'd win a game. I knew that there's no way they would sweep them. Somebody was talking about, the possibility of a sweep, but it just didn't feel like it to me. I mean, this is the Canadiens. They're not just going to go down and not take a couple of swacks at the puck, and they sure enough did, and had just, again, a tremendous result as they were able to beat the Flyers, which means it'll probably go through to possibly 7 games. That's what I thought would happen in the end anyway. How about this? A judge sentenced a couple. This is part of We Can Count in a different direction. A judge sentenced a couple to the maximum 14 years in prison with hard labor under Malawi's anti-gay legislation, the crowds jeered the two men when they were driven from the courthouse to jail on Thursday. The harsh sentences for unnatural acts and gross indecency, that's what they say there. That's the law. You know, you wonder, you think, and you live in the United States, can you imagine 14 years? That's the maximum, like I said. We go to Havana, since we're worldwide. Cuba's Roman Catholic Cardinal called for the liberation of some of the island's 200 political prisoners on Thursday. He had a rare, I mean, this is rare, sit down with Raul Castro, remember the brother. And he said he thought his encounter with the leader was a magnificent start to come up with some serious dialogue, and feels pretty much like there is a chance that these prisoners could be free. We go to Puerto Rico. The ex-wife of a 1970s heroin dealer who inspired the movie American Gangster. Anyone see that movie? I like that movie. Has been arrested after police said she tried to sell 2 kilograms, that would be about 4 pounds of coke, at a hotel in Puerto Rico. Julian Ferrat, 70, appeared in court and didn't say anything. Of course she didn't say anything, because she just wanted to, she wanted to get in and out of there, and knows, being in Puerto Rico, yes, it's a territory, but the law is just a little bit different. All right, let's end on an up note here for Week in Count. I think it's kind of an up note anyway. Imagine if your son or daughter was gone for an entire year, and where were they? They were being held in Iran. That's what happened when 3 Americans jailed in Iran for 10 months actually got a chance to embrace their mothers and spoke of what their life in Tehran's most dreaded prison was like. It was an emotional reunion that Iranian authorities broadcast on a main channel. The women are hoping that their week-long visit will secure the release of their children. Sarah Short, who's 31, her boyfriend Shane Bauer, and their friend Josh. And they're all, you know, she's 31, the other two guys are 27. And the, you know, the women were smart. They wore the Islamic headscarves, and they got a chance to sit, eat, break bread. They hadn't seen them since this whole thing happened. And obviously the purpose of the visit was to try to get some attention for what was going on and to, plead for their release. They were arrested on the border with Iraq last July, and they've been accused of spying and entering Iran illegally after being held back on the border with Iraq last July. Now, their relatives are saying they were just hiking, and they got lost in the peaceful mountains in the northern Kurdish region. I have a few questions about that. What were they thinking?